Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Footballers Family Podcast, and I just want to take a moment, and it's not going to be a very long podcast today because I am just excited right now. I'm ready for the draft. As of right now, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, the 26th. Tomorrow's the 27th. As of right now, we're just a day and 7 hours away from watching the NFL draft. I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Bonacqua watching the draft with my Buffalo Wild Wings in hand and enjoying the pick. And everybody wants to know who is number one. Number one pick makes a lot of money. The number one pick is assured a starting spot. He's going to start regardless of who he is. He's going to start. He's going to play a pivotal role that year, and he's going to be thrown to the lion's den simply because the team that picks number one tends to be the worst team available, or one of the worst teams available. This year, the original number one pick went to the Chicago Bears. As you can tell, they were pretty bad last year, but it was, I think, a lot of things going against them. I don't think the Bears are that bad of a team. They just had a lot of things going against them. But the Bears got a haul. They literally got the farm handed to them by the Carolina Panthers, who believed that having the number one pick would make a huge difference. The reason why is because there are two generational quarterbacks at the top. The last time I can remember hearing people use the word generational and referring to two different quarterbacks that you can pick A, B, and you're fine, is in the 98 draft, and that would be with Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. I think the Colts made the right decision. The then San Diego Chargers did not, and it took them a while to fix that by getting Drew Brees and then later on Phillip Rivers. But do you think that these two kids, C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, are generational quarterbacks? Are these guys going to make the biggest difference to their teams immediately and in the future? Peyton, when he started playing his first year, was awful. He got better, a lot better. Would that happen with Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud? Because these two are picked to go number one or two, and they said you can't miss with either one of them. The mock drafts that I'm seeing, the vast majority of them are picking these two kids first and second. I read one recently that said that the Houston Texans, who got the second pick, are going to pick a defensive end. They're not. They're going to pick the one that's not been drafted by the Carolina Panthers. There's just no doubt that if the Houston Texans stick to this pick, and they probably will because no one's going to offer them what they're going to want for it, they're not going to pick a defensive end. It's just not smart. Last year, defensive ends were the thing. Defensive players were the thing. This year, it's the quarterbacks. Next year probably will be the quarterbacks as well. You see, there's three quarterbacks that are picked in the top 10. Will Levis from Kentucky, Anthony Richardson from Florida, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, Bryce Young from Alabama. But out of those four, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud are picked number one and number two overall in drafts. Some of them will flip it. The one that I'm looking at right now, I tend to agree with. Carolina moved up because they wanted Bryce Young. I watched a lot of Bryce Young games. I watched several of his games over the years. This kid is amazing. He is. There's some people with windups with their throws. Tim Tebow had a windup. It was a long windup for his throw. Joe Namath didn't. Dan Marino didn't. I watched those guys, and I tried to watch them in slow motion. You still can't see their arm move. It's so quick and so smooth. Bryce Young is not Joe Namath or Dan Marino in that way. but his arm has a very smooth delivery. He's very accurate. He doesn't get flustered very, very easily. He's very mobile. He's going to need to be mobile because of Carolina's offensive line. And he's, I'd be concerned about his stature, but if you can keep him upright, he is a good quarterback. He would probably make you a real good team for 10 to 15 years. CJ Stroud, not familiar with him. I'm not a Big Ten guy. I don't get a lot of Big Ten games here. I do watch Ohio State, Michigan, and seeing CJ Stroud in those games, you realize he's a baller. He's a playmaker, very similar built and very similar, you know, skill sets as Bryce Young. So, you know, it depends on what you want. If you are the Texans or the Panthers, which one do you want? My problem here is whoever the Panthers don't pick, the Texans will pick. As a Titans fan, I'm going to have to see that guy for two games a year for several years. And it just scares me to no end because those guys are just that good. So I'm thinking, do I want to play Bryce Young or do I want to play CJ Stroud? I don't want to play either one of them. I think they're that good. Both of them are that good. So what would you do if you were the Carolina Panthers and you traded away a lot of picks and a good receiver? DJ Moore, you traded away a lot of good players to potential players, and a good player was DJ Moore to the Bears. What would you do? And by the way, the Bears trading out of number one, they got more picks. Yes, they got a good receiver. Yes, but that means that Justin Fields is their guy, and probably should be. I don't blame him for the last year. I blame him a lot more than that. If you're the Houston Texans, do you pick up a C.J. Stroud, or do you pick up Anthony Richardson, or do you pick up Will Levis? My Titans have been talked about moving up to number three. If they move up to number three, Arizona is not taking a quarterback. Arizona probably needs more picks because they have a lot of holes to fill. But if you were the Titans and you move up, first off, what would it take to move up to number three? A lot more than probably what you want to see and give up. But if you move up, do you take Anthony Richardson? Do you take Will Levis? Do you trade Ryan Tannehill off? Do you get rid of him? Neither one of those kids, Anthony or Will, are going to be ready this year. Don't throw them to the Wolves. That's what happened with Peyton Manning, and he got better, obviously. But we have hindsight to tell us that. We don't have hindsight for those kids yet. So what would you do? I don't see the Titans moving up that high. Maybe they move up to number 10 because I hear tell that the Eagles want Derrick Henry. And if they're all in this year for a Super Bowl, then doggone it, just get that number 10 pick and get Derrick Henry. If you want to riot, Titans fans, that's when we riot, because last year we got rid of AJ and that killed us. And this year, Derrick Henry could hurt us too. But anyway, what would you pick? Where does Will Levis and Anthony Richardson go? Titans don't move up to get one of those guys. Where do they go? If I look at this particular listing, the draft order, Indianapolis at number four probably will get one of them. Atlanta at number eight, if one's available, maybe. And the Titans are number 11, maybe, if one of them's available. But I don't see the Titans going to get a quarterback at that point. They're probably going to get that O-lineman. The kid out of South Carolina is a good pick for that. And I think that would be one of the things that, as the Titans, I would probably go for him, or maybe even try to work on the defensive line. But the O-line for the Titans last year was absolutely awful. Going down the list, I'm looking at number 13 with the Green Bay Packers. Do you trust Jordan Love, or do you think that you want to find a quarterback, maybe move back to the second round to find one? The Jets got their quarterback. Washington, the Commanders at number 16. Do you get a quarterback there if one's available? That's a lot to think about. Tampa Bay probably needs a quarterback. Baltimore, can you sign your quarterback to a long-term deal, or do you look at shipping him off to move up in the draft to get Anthony Richardson or Will Levis. And you go on down the line, the rest of the guys that I'm looking at from 20 on down, other than 22 with Baltimore and maybe 23 with Minnesota, are pretty set with their quarterbacks. That way you don't have to look and say, well, what do we have to have? You can look at need. I mean, what do we have to have? Do we have to have a quarterback? You can look at need, and maybe you can look at the best player available. Again, this is why I am not a GM in the NFL right now, because I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying the process. So, guys, enjoy tomorrow. Leave a message in the comment section. Like and subscribe, and join us each week or every other week here at the Football's Family Podcast. And we have a new sponsor here at the Footballers Family Podcast. It's Manscaped. Support for the Footballers Family Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 5 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code FAMILY at manscaped.com. The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside the package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop revival toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the future of grooming, and I dare say the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof, and it also has a 400K LED spotlight you need for a more precision shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. And you thought that was good, but wait till you take your grooming game to another level. The Performance Package 4.0 includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides proprietary safe skin technology, which help reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. The Crop Preserver Below the Waist Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Below the Waist Toner will change the way you approach your daily hygiene. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with code FAMILY. That's get 20% off and free shipping with code FAMILY at manscaped.com. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tool with Manscaped.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales Podcast is all about the lesser known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales Podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to Sports sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.